Watch, Lindsay Clancy's lawyer complains about horrific trial coverage by Hannity. Queen of Mean Nancy Grace as jury ends third day. By Marianne Angela on August 31, 2026. Lindsay Clancy's defense attorney criticized Sean Hannity and Nancy Grace outside a Massachusetts courthouse Monday, hours before jurors ended a third day of deliberations without a verdict. Kevin Reddington said outside Plymouth Superior Court that he arrived nervous and that weekend commentary on the case had gone too far. He named Hannity and Grace. Reddington told reporters that media coverage over the weekend has been horrific and said, "By that I mean Mr. Hannity, with his men discussing every little inch of Lindsay's symptoms and criticizing." As Yahoo's Radar detailed, Reddington made the comments about Hannity before turning his vitriol over to Grace, whom he called the Queen of Mean and accusing her of misrepresenting the facts. "I challenge Nancy Grace to show us where Lindsay Clancy ever said, ever Googled how to kill, words that came out of Grace's mouth," Reddington continued, according to the report. "These things hurt, these things hurt people. If you're going to be a journalist, do it right." The defense attorney argued that commentators had gone through his client's reported symptoms one by one. Clancy strangled her three children in January 2023. Judge William Sullivan sent the panel home shortly before 4 p.m. after jurors asked to adjourn for the evening. They have deliberated roughly 17 hours since Thursday and return Tuesday at 9 a.m. "Stay the course," Sullivan told them, repeating his instruction to avoid outside coverage of the trial. Breaking: the jury has just been sent home in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial. Still no verdict. "This is absolutely absurd. What the hell is the holdup? These three little kids deserve justice." pic.twitter.com/lmeczqtnt. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, August 31, 2026. Prosecutors say Clancy knew what she was doing and killed Cora, 5, Dawson, 3, and Callan, 8 months, because she was depressed and tired of living. Reddington claims postpartum psychosis had severed her grip on reality. Jurors have 5 options. A first-degree murder conviction carries life without parole. Second-degree murder carries life with a possibility of parole, and manslaughter carries up to 20 years. Acquittal on lack of criminal responsibility would not free the former labor and delivery nurse, because prosecutors can petition to have her committed. The panel has asked one question since deliberations began, requesting prescription pill bottles and the knife Clancy used on herself. Reddington said Monday the jurors never received them and called the group very thorough. Legal analyst Elise Hershen said the panel may be searching for a motive. "The jury is going to be looking for that why," Hershen said. Clancy, 36, has pleaded not guilty by reason of lack of criminal responsibility and did not testify. Jurors heard from more than 70 prosecution witnesses across 5 weeks, including her then-husband, and from 10 defense witnesses. Breitbart's Alex Marlow criticized the defense last month after Reddington posed for photographs with online supporters. John Nolte reported that a fundraiser for Clancy's parents, Mike and Paula Musgrove, has drawn close to $1 million from donors, many of whom left comments defending her. "Clancy is paralyzed from the waist down. She was injured the same day the children died. A psychiatric hospital had discharged her less than 3 weeks earlier."